A targeting radar locks onto your ship, then another, then a third. Iranian missile sights illuminate your vessel with killing intent as you navigate the Strait of Hormuz in the mid-1980s. Do you fire first and risk igniting a regional war? Do you wait and risk your crew's annihilation? Admiral James Stavridis faced exactly this nightmare, forcing himself to make time slow down, synthesizing intelligence, reading enemy intentions, maintaining composure while death hung in the balance. This moment captures the essence of naval command, impossible decisions made under crushing pressure, where hesitation kills, but rashness destroys nations. Through nine commanders spanning two centuries, we discover that leadership isn't about having answers. It's about choosing wisely when every option looks catastrophic. These stories reveal the weight every leader carries, the burden of deciding for others, the agony of incomplete information, the crushing responsibility of consequences that ripple far beyond the moment. Picture a sinking ship. Half your crew dead, seawater flooding the gun deck, fires raging everywhere. Your opponent demands surrender. John Paul Jones lashed his dying vessel to the superior British warship and kept fighting. The Bonham Richard defeated HMS Serapis through sheer audacity. Jones processed information faster than his aristocratic opponent, turning inside his decision cycle by negating British advantages through brutal close-quarters combat. When the British captain surrendered, Jones's ship was so damaged it sank the next day. Yet this Pyrrhic victory in British waters electrified American morale. The power of saying no to surrender became America's naval DNA. At 25, Stephen Decatur pulled off one of history's boldest raids. The USS Philadelphia had run aground and been captured by Tripolitans. Decatur sneaked into Tripoli Harbor aboard the tiny USS Intrepid, disguised as merchants. When allowed alongside, he screamed, "Board!" His men swarmed the frigate, overwhelmed defenders, and set her ablaze. They escaped under cannon fire as the burning Philadelphia drifted toward the ruler's palace. 90 minutes, zero American casualties. British Admiral Nelson called it the most bold and daring act of the age. Decatur became the youngest captain in Navy history, balancing physical courage with solid planning. His calculated audacity still influences American culture, from Silicon Valley risk-taking to military operations worldwide. Damn the torpedoes! Four bells! Captain Drayton, go ahead! Lashed to Hartford's mast, Admiral David Farragut watched the lead ironclad Tecumseh strike a mine and sink with over 100 crew. When USS Brooklyn stopped under Confederate fire, Farragut gambled that salt water had corroded most mines, ordering Hartford forward into Mobile Bay. His fleet followed without triggering explosions, then defeated the Confederate ironclad Tennessee. By 10 a.m., the naval battle was won, completing the Union's Anaconda strategy. Farragut's decision-making offers enduring lessons. He adapted to revolutionary technology, took calculated risks based on reconnaissance and analysis of the mine's likely condition, and combined rational analysis with genuine care for sailors. "You may fire when ready, Gridley." With these understated words, Commodore George Dewey launched one of history's most lopsided victories. After 3 days' drilling cruise, his fleet sailed toward Manila. Finding Subic Bay abandoned, Dewey navigated the treacherous, mine-riddled Boca Grande Channel under darkness. At dawn on May 1, 1898, his six steel warships methodically crossed before the immobile Spanish fleet, maintaining 2,000-5,000 yards distance with clinical precision. When ammunition shortage was reported, Dewey withdrew for breakfast, discovering the report was miscommunication. Returning, they delivered overwhelming assault. The outcome stunned the world. All 11 Spanish ships destroyed, 371 Spanish casualties versus 7 minor American injuries. Dewey's success stemmed from masterful balance, securing extra ammunition, gathering intelligence, drilling crews extensively, then striking decisively. At Pearl Harbor, Doris "Dory" Miller exemplified heroism beyond duty. Without weapons training, he manned an anti-aircraft gun and attempted to rescue Captain Benyon. He escaped flames by pulling himself hand over hand 50 feet above the inferno, then remained aboard the sinking West Virginia, using his strength to pull oil-covered sailors from burning water until the 2 p.m. abandoned ship order. His motivation? The Greek warrior code. The opposite of fear is love for fellow service members. Though initially unnamed in Navy reports, his story spread through black press outlets. Despite congressional support, Southern senators and Navy Secretary Knox blocked his Medal of Honor. He received the Navy Cross instead. Miller died when USS Liscombe Bay was torpedoed in 1943. A future Ford-class carrier will bear his name. Meanwhile, Admiral Halsey's fixation at Leyte Gulf proved catastrophic. When Japanese forces executed their decoy plan, Halsey pursued carriers while leaving transports exposed. As escort carriers fought desperately, Halsey remained fixated northward. Nimitz's inquiry, "Where is Task Force 34?" arrived with the unintentional phrase, "The world wonders." Halsey exploded in rage, only turning south after his chief of staff confronted him. By then, the battle was over. Character matters more than rank. In January 1968, Lieutenant Commander Lloyd Pete Butcher commanded the USS Pueblo when surrounded by North Korean vessels. Despite Navy tradition to fight until she sinks, he surrendered without firing a shot to save his crew. The ship's minimal .50 caliber guns, wrapped under tarps, offered no protection against 57mm machine gun fire. His crew endured 11 months of imprisonment and torture. A court of inquiry recommended court-martial, but the Secretary of the Navy recognized Butcher had suffered enough. Context mattered more than blind adherence to tradition. Decades later, Michelle Howard commanded anti-piracy operations when Somali pirates captured Captain Richard Phillips. She delegated tactical control to Commander Frank Castellano on the USS Bainbridge. Three SEAL snipers executed a synchronized shot, killing all three pirates and rescuing Phillips unharmed. Howard's trust in subordinates' expertise propelled her to become the first black woman four-star admiral. Captain Brett Crozier faced a different crisis when COVID spread through the USS Theodore Roosevelt in March 2020. He sent a red flare email requesting assistance, deliberately bypassing his chain of command. The leaked letter embarrassed the Trump administration, and Acting Secretary Modley removed Crozier before resigning himself. Crozier chose his crew's health over his career. Nine commanders, two centuries, impossible choices. Jones chose defiance over survival. Decatur chose audacity over caution. Farragut chose calculated risk over paralysis. Dewey chose methodical preparation over impulsive action. Miller chose humanity over self-preservation despite systematic racism. Halsey chose glory over mission. Butcher chose his crew's lives over tradition. Howard chose delegation over control. Crozier chose transparency over career. Their decisions reveal timeless patterns. The greatest commanders balanced contradictions. Boldness with preparation, tradition with adaptation, confidence with humility. They mastered context. What worked for Jones in close quarters combat would have been suicide for Butcher's defenseless vessel. They knew when to follow protocol and when to shatter it, when to centralize control and when to delegate, when to preserve their careers and when to sacrifice them. Most importantly, they understood that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's love for those you serve. The targeting radars locking on to Stavridis' ship reveal leadership's essence, deciding for others when every option carries devastating consequences. You'll face impossible choices. The question isn't whether, but whether you'll have the courage to choose. Jones's defiance, Decatur's audacity, Farragut's gamble, Dewey's preparation, Miller's heroism, Howard's trust, Crozier's sacrifice, each offers a facet of leadership under impossible pressure. Stand firm when you must, adapt when you can. Never forget the people you serve are human beings whose lives depend on your judgment. The weight never diminishes, but neither does the honor of carrying it. Greatness isn't measured by perfect decisions, but by the courage to decide when the stakes are highest.